Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service, it will be mostly cloudy today with a high near 54 degrees. Tonight, a slight chance of showers between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 37. The chance of precipitation is 20%. And on Tuesday, showers with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m., high near 49, breezy with an east wind 18 to 24 miles per hour with gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 90%, new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. And in the news, with one day to go before the spring election, it seems all eyes are on the Wisconsin race for Supreme Court between Milwaukee County Judge Janet Prusiewicz and former Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly. At stake is the swing vote on a now evenly divided liberal-conservative bench. Whoever wins tips that to a 4-3 majority. At stake are three central issues on the political platform, from what is meant to be a nonpartisan judicial body, the right for a woman to have an abortion, determining voting restrictions, and the ability to draw up voting maps in the most gerrymandered state in the country. The price tag for Wisconsin's state Supreme Court race has surpassed $45 million, almost tripling the previous national record, according to a Wispolitics review. Of that, $24.4 million has been spent by Prusiewicz. Meanwhile, more than $19.2 million has been spent backing Kelly or opposing Prusiewicz since the beginning of the race. The Nearly Noon News has been presenting a daily review of the candidates and issues that will be on the ballot this Tuesday. We will be reporting the results of the election on Wednesday. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Legal photo ID is required for in-person voting. Same-day voter registration is offered at the polls with proof of current address. In Viroqua, voting is held in the lower level of City Hall. For other towns and locations, a complete listing is available on the internet by going to myvote.wi.gov, myvotewisconsin.gov. And in other news, in-state undergraduate students in the University of Wisconsin system will see the first tuition hike since Republican state lawmakers instituted a tuition freeze a decade ago. That according to a report from WPR Online. The UW System Board of Regents met last Thursday and approved the tuition hike with 16 members voting in favor and one voting against. The average increase of 5% comes as a GOP bill aims to limit the board's tuition-setting authority once again. Regents exercised their authority to set tuition rates for the first time since Republican legislators froze tuition in 2013. Thursday's vote means tuition increases among the state's 13 universities will vary this fall. In-state undergraduates at UW-Madison will see the lowest increase of 4%, which works out to an additional $373 per year. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.